and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
They say Thursday is the new Friday, so if so, welcome to the weekend. It is home time on Absolute Radio. It's Richie here. Bush back on Tuesday. We will be back together after the bank holiday weekend. And speaking of the bank holiday weekend, it's a big one. Today specifically is a big one in my life. It's my eldest son's 21st birthday today. Happy birthday, Charlie. You're probably listening thinking, get away, you can't have a 21-year-old son. Oh, I can. 23-year-old daughter. It's madness. Must be a clerical error. But yeah, 21st today, and so Saturday night, he wants to be out. Pub crawl, and then an area in a bar booked, and he wants the old man there. Which is cool. I haven't been out on a Saturday night with 21-year-olds for a very, very long time. I've got to be honest, I'm scared. So what would be very helpful from the Hometime family this evening would be a refresher of the do's and don'ts of being out with the 21-year-olds. Not just for myself and my credibility and sanity, but I suppose for young Charlie's as well. Not that he's young anymore. So the do's and don'ts of a big night out on a Saturday in Bournemouth. Oh, the sweats are coming over me already. Let me know. Gary says, do tell dad jokes. Don't get the shots in. I think we're off to some very sensible advice to begin with. Sarah says, as a 23-year-old, do buy drinks for him all night. Don't do any Jager bombs. Noted, Sarah. Thank you very much. Yvette in Cornwall says, Richie, I have six children. Five are now adults. And I have a 19-year-old son, Leo. Well, he's an adult as well, surely. I spend loads of time with him. However, I really don't think he wants to go out with me as I'm a tad loud after a few sherbets and love to be as embarrassing as they were as toddlers as payback. I think that is his concern, Yvette. Stephen Wokingham says, mate, if my 24-year-old stepson is a barometer of modern youth, they will be scared of the pub, have a half, or be in bed by 10, leaving you to drink alone. Steve, let's pray. Bill and Nicole, for your boy's 21st, just chill in the background, make sure he's okay. However, it's important at the end of the night you both have a kebab on the way home together. I like that. Josh in Telford says, let's face it, you're just going to be there to look after bags and coats. I can do that. That's what I did at Disney last summer. I've got that down pat. And a good tactic from Andy Sharrett. I like this. I recommend going out wearing sandals. He'll soon want a shot of you. Job done. You guys have had my back. Plenty of sage advice has come in and I've taken it all on board. However, Charlie himself has actually got in touch and has heard the show this evening and has messaged his list of do's and don'ts. And to be quite frank, there's no do's, just a list of don'ts. So here we go. Number one, don't take your top off like every other time that you drink. He knows me well. Don't wear your London Underground socks. Don't leave early, minus aura points. I don't want to be losing dad aura. So noted, okay. Don't be caught drinking water. Come on, that's just sensible. No talk of trains or planes or your lawn. If you've seen anyone's lawn this summer of 2026, no one's talking about their lawns, my friend. We're safe on that one. Do you know what? In fairness, I can get by without wearing me underground socks. I won't leave early. I'll go easy on the water and I won't talk about trains or planes. But if he's stopping me from taking me top off, he's got another thing coming. Donna says, do prepare in advance with paracetamol or ibuprofen to stave off the aches. Don't attempt to do the same as the 21-year-olds do and have fun. Can't do ibuprofen on blood pressure tablets, Donna. That's depressing, isn't it? And then this one here says, Richie, there must be something about men of a certain age and taking their top off. My husband did it at a bar in Bulgaria, joining a group of very young Germans, announcing, these are my people.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Thursday evenings are always help, where you guys get in touch if you are after help, advice, guidance from the wider Home Time family. Hometime at absoluteradio.co.uk if you want to drop us an email. Hello, Richie. Can you help me and the family out? My wife, Claire, has organised for us to go camping this bank holiday weekend with our two boys, Alf and Max. Three nights of memories, she is saying it will be. Three nights not in my bed is where my head is at. I've never been a camper. However, I'm obviously having to go along with it, so we're going. Got the tent ready, but is there any little essential that I should go and get tomorrow morning before we head off in the car? Can you ask in the help thing that you do? That'll be this. Maybe there are some hacks that a novice like me wouldn't know about. Cheers, Dan. Right, so it's Dan we're helping out, but let's think wider than this. We're helping out Claire and Alpha Max as well. Doesn't really sound like Dan is fully into this weekend venture. Redley says that he's not a camper. So if you are, and there's a little hack that you swear by when you are under canvas, let's help out Claire, Alpha Max, to make those three nights of memories, and Dan as well. Top text at the moment, he should pop out and buy a caravan. Camping's a nightmare. Let's try and be a little bit more helpful for Dan. Let's deal, first of all, with a cluster of texts that are all of the same vibe. First one, beer. Plenty of beer. Next one from Tom. Plenty of layers, even more socks, and even more beer. Emily says, camping is an endurance sport. I've been a few times. Best advice, more beer than you can imagine. I didn't see that coming from Emily. Also, a camping toilet so you can go in peace in the night. Oh, and a camping fridge for, yeah, you've guessed it, cold beer is very useful. Good luck. David in Chilworth. Richie, tell these guys when they go camping to get proper insurance, because if their tent gets stolen at night, they won't be covered. How helpful do you guys think you are being this evening for Dan and family? Take a long, hard look at yourselves. Scott says, tip number one, you're going to be colder than you think at night. Take layers. You can add them, take them off as you need. Tip two, if there's any sunshine in the morning, it's going to be hotter than the sun in your tent. Get outside, but take some shade. Tip three, take a comfy chair. You'll have loads of fun. It's a brilliant way to holiday. Possibly the most helpful communication that we've had all evening. Ben in London says, you'll need a head torch, my friend. That's a good one to go and get. Tiger Balm, says this text. Or maybe that was for me earlier, for my night out with the 21-year-olds over the weekend. That's another story. Catch up on the podcast. And then we'll finish with Justin from Hertfordshire, who says, the only hack that I can give Dan before he goes camping tomorrow is to get on the internet and book a hotel room.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.